A spat over the Nobel Prize for Medicine pushed its way into print today. Earlier this week, the Nobel Committee awarded the annual prize to two scientists for their work leading to the medical technology known as MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. Today, a full-page ad in the Washington Post caught our eye. The ad calls the Nobel decision a shameful wrong that must be righted before the prize is presented in December. The wrong, according to the ad, is that another American scientist, Raymond Demedian, was passed over. NPR's Richard Knox joins us now to talk about this. And Richard, let's start first with the ad. The charges being made against the Nobel Committee are that this is an incomprehensible exclusion. What's going on?
Well, what's going on here is part of a long-running controversy about who is the rightful inventor of MRI. The text says Dr. Demedian made the breakthrough discovery on which all of MRI technology is based, and the other scientists who got the Nobel are really only made subsequent technological improvements. It accuses the Nobel Committee of disregarding the truth, and it says there's no excuse to exclude Dr. Demedian, and says the Nobel Committee should correct itself before the prizes are awarded in December. It's interesting to note that the contact person listed on this ad is a man named Daniel Culver, who is the public relations man for Phonar Corporation. That's the small MRI company that Dr. Demedian founded and heads.
There are a number of scientists who have supplied testimonials for Dr. Demedian. One of them says, "Egg on the Nobel for Medicine's face." Is there credence to his claim?
Yes, I think, in fairness, if you strip away the rhetoric, there is. Some scientists do think Dr. Demedian should have been included. He was the first to conceive of the idea of making images of the inside of the body this way around 1970. He won the first patents. That's been upheld by the courts. President Reagan awarded the National Medal of Technology for MRI in 1998 to Demedian and Dr. Lauterbur, one of the Nobelists. And Demedian was inducted into the Patent Office's Inventors Hall of Fame, and the citation for that says that he's the inventor of the MRI scanner. But other scientists agree with the Nobel Committee, and they say that Dr. Lauterbur and Dr. Mansfield took the idea and made it useful. And they think that Dr. Demedian's approach, while it was interesting, really didn't. It was a technological or technical dead end. Even his own company abandoned that approach and adopted Dr. Lauterbur's in the 1980s.
You reported earlier this week, Richard, that many scientists thought the Nobel for MRI technology should have been awarded years ago. Do you think that this controversy had anything to do with that delay?
The Nobel Committee doesn't talk about its reasons, so basically nobody can know. But it's known to be wary of controversy, and it wouldn't be the first time the Nobel has been delayed because of arguments over who was the rightful discoverer.
I understand that Dr. Demedian's reputation is of someone rather colorful. Could that also play a part in what's going on here?
It could. Some think and have thought for years that Dr. Demedian has not helped his cause with his behavior, which is sometimes flamboyant. Within 3 weeks of his making the first very crude MRI image with his prototype scanner, which he called Indomitable, he released a press release that said that he discovered the first technique for non-surgical detection of cancer and had been perfected, which is an overstatement. Last year, he said to the Wall Street Journal, "If I had not been born, would MRI have existed? I don't think so."
And there's this wrinkle as well. If you do a search for Dr. Demedian on the internet, you'll find a lot of references to him as a creation scientist, a believer in creationism.
Well, he's identified by many websites, as you say, as a prominent creation scientist. I have no firsthand knowledge of his beliefs, but it's fair to say that most scientists are not creationists and tend to look askance at scientists who believe that way. But it's really impossible to know if the Nobel Committee took that into account or his alleged creationist beliefs into account.
Okay, NPR's Richard Knox. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.